ratios among German workers. Researchers have used a variety of methods to quantify the experience of flow in daily life. Whether using qualitative interviews after the experience, written tests, or real-time measures using a method called ESM, Experience Sampling Method, there is no doubt that flow tends to occur intermittently, typically only for brief periods, and it is not something an individual can deliberately sustain throughout the workday. As with most other human characteristics, there is considerable individual variation, with some people more prone and some less prone to experiencing flow. When talking about human happiness, whether at work or at play, the Dalai Lama once reminded me that there are different levels and categories of happiness. In one conversation, which was recounted in our previous book, The Art of Happiness, he distinguished between two types of human satisfaction: pleasure and happiness. Pleasure can certainly provide a temporary kind of happiness and engender intense emotional states. He explained that pleasure arises on the basis of sensory experiences, but since it depends on external conditions, it is an unreliable source of happiness. He pointed out,
"True happiness relates more to the mind and heart. Happiness that depends mainly on physical pleasure is unstable. One day it's there, the next day it may not be."
To the Dalai Lama, true happiness is associated with a sense of meaning and arises on the basis of deliberately cultivating certain attitudes and outlooks. One can achieve this type of happiness through a systematic training of the mind. The training involves rooting out destructive states of mind such as hatred, hostility, jealousy, or greed, and deliberately cultivating the opposing mental states of kindness, tolerance, contentment, and compassion. True happiness may take longer to generate and require some effort, but it is this lasting happiness that can sustain us even under the most trying conditions of everyday life. This brings us back to flow. In describing the type of satisfaction or happiness associated with the state of flow, most investigators make a similar distinction between pleasure and happiness and place flow squarely in the second category. They view pleasure generally as the satisfaction of biological needs, and they distinguish the flow satisfaction by assigning a different label to that kind of happiness, calling it gratification, fulfillment, or enjoyment. For these scientists, the value of flow goes beyond the intrinsic satisfaction of being in that state for a few minutes or a few hours. According to researchers Jean Nakamura and Mihai Csikszentmihalyi, experiencing flow encourages a person to persist at and return to an activity because of the experiential rewards it promises, and thereby fosters the growth of skills over time. Thus, it is a force that moves us towards growth and achievement of our human potential. But the Dalai Lama takes us one step beyond that. While acknowledging some value to the flow state, he feels that we do not need flow to motivate us towards growth. We can head straight for the goalpost and go directly after the happiness we seek. It begins by fully recognizing the supreme importance of the basic human values, which he feels are the source of genuine happiness, whether at work or at home. Values like kindness, tolerance, compassion, honesty, forgiveness. Based on our complete conviction about the value of these human qualities, we can then set about training our minds, reshaping our attitudes and outlook. Thinking again of my former professor in this light, it is easy to see that he wasn't exactly the poster boy for happy workers. While a brilliant scholar, prolific writer, and accomplished researcher, he was known for being cranky, impatient, overly demanding, and generally disliked. Many of his grad students dreaded working with him. Preferring to work alone in his lab, he had little interest in teaching, which he often left to his teaching assistants. In the very same department, however, worked another professor whom I have thought of many times over the years. This man was certainly less accomplished than his colleague,